think when I would when I broke through at Liverpool, Rafa was very much of the mindset of keeping a defensive shape all the time. So fullbacks really, they got to the halfway line and they'd support from support the winger from behind, and they wouldn't really go past them, if you like. And I remember when I went to Blackburn, it was a completely different case. It was like Mark Hughes said to me, Gamps Pedersen, he says, you've almost got to make an overlap for him to create space for him either to cross it, or if it creates space for you, then you're in. So I remember my first game. He just said to me, go forward as much as you want. Don't worry about defending. He'll defend for you because he's naturally good at it. And I think sometimes it depends on the relationship you've got with the player who's ahead of you or behind you. Take, for instance, Liverpool's first team now. Andy Robertson knows he can go forward because Sadio Mane will fill in. If Trent Alexander-Arnold goes forward, he knows Salah's not really going to cover for him, but he knows Fabinho or Henderson will have to do that covering for that side of the pitch. And that's where the relationship has to get built up and the understanding. But the manager has to implement that as well. So whereas Rafa was telling me not really to go forward and just to support from behind, then to go to Blackburn and Mark Hughes is like, get yourself forward, keep doing what you're doing. Then going to Aston Villa and having Ashley Young in front of me, who basically, I was just a decoy run for him every time. That's the way it felt, because he was that good at using both feet. He only needed half a yard created for him, which was my running, that would create him the ability to put in incredible balls. So they're the sides of things that players don't fans don't really see or don't understand.